well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And do call in. Do call in to the show. We want questions on topic. Harley has a very important story. He was actually hosting one of the major meetings for the LaRouche Foundation last week. And his major article today is extremely important. We kind of have a heads up as to what was going on. The New York Times headline, Fiasco Exposes Dangerous Insanity of Anti-Trump Coup Plotters. Go ahead, Harley. I hear a funny kind of a background whooshing sound. I hope it's not our Skype connection to you over in Berlin.
Well, I hope you can hear me. The story is really that there's a new phase in the anti-Trump operations, which the British and the Obama intelligence networks felt compelled to launch, given the collapse of the Mueller story, the Russiagate story, and also the reinvigorated Trump peace initiative. That coming out of the Osaka G20 meeting at the end of June, President Trump had his meeting with Kim Jong-un, he met with Putin, he met with President Xi of China, and laid out with the three of them a strategy for peace in the Korean Peninsula, for arms negotiations with the Russians and the Chinese, and also an extended trade operation with China. Now, what happened is that there was a decision made by the City of London leaders and their Wall Street allies that they could not allow this to occur. The fact that the Mueller option collapsed sent them in a different direction. And what we're seeing now is a global destabilization, what you might call an Operation Chaos, which includes the dangerous possibility of a nuclear war between India and Pakistan. It includes the escalation going on the Korean Peninsula, although Trump and Kim Jong-un did talk today, or they did exchange letters, and there seems to be some motion there. It includes the efforts of some in the Trump administration to sabotage the potential for talks with China. It includes the shutting down of the INF treaty with Russia, the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty. All of these things put us on a much quicker course toward war. And then, of course, there's also the reemergence of the lunatic John Bolton, who's right, issuing threats against Iran, against Venezuela. And all of this is occurring while President Trump is having to deal with the after effects of the mass shootings that took place in El Paso and Dayton.
Right.
Now, what we're looking at on this, and I know there are people out there who think these are false flags and have all sorts of theories about it, but what's important about it is that there are all these what you might call sleeper cells of people who are potentially triggered to carry out mass murder. People
right,
who have been psychologically profiled, who are on watch lists. The best example of that is the Parkland, Florida shooter, that the FBI had him on their radar and did nothing to investigate him. So we do know that the shooter in Dayton was someone who had shown up on various law enforcement reports. But nothing was done so that these things could take place. What's important about that is that this then unleashed the Democratic candidates and the media to go after Trump in a pre-programmed attack as a racist, as a white nationalist, as a white supremacist, as a Nazi, attacking ICE, the immigration agency, as a bunch of fascists running concentration camps.
Right.
All of these things were put out there, very ugly accusations against Trump, designed to provoke him so that instead of being able to pay attention to the broader picture,
right,
he's going to have to stamp out these little forest fires that are burning around him. Now, what I took as the lead to that is this New York Times piece, which came out and said Trump speaks out against racism, which was an
right,
honest headline. Surprisingly right. enough, the New York Times had an honest headline, and within an hour, there was an incredible uproar from the candidates, from other journalists, saying that the New York Times should not have been sympathetic to Trump, that Trump was insincere. Dan Rather came out and said that we should never report what Trump says, but what his intentions are, as if Dan Rather can somehow divine what the intentions of President Trump are. And so they did everything they could to put him on the defensive. And then when Trump responded back at this, they said, here's Trump attacking his Democratic opponents. Well, they launched it. I mean, Biden said that Trump is a racist. Elizabeth Warren said he is a white supremacist, as did Beto O'Rourke. And Beto O'Rourke basically said Trump is the new Hitler. So, of course, Trump's going to react to that. But here's the other final interesting point.
Right.
Look at the two shooters. The one in El Paso, while he did in his, if he did write that manifesto, what it does say is some very nasty things about Hispanics. But it also sounds more like Ocasio-Cortez than it does Trump.
Right.
It says there are too many people, that we're defiling the environment. The title he chose for his manifesto is The Inconvenient Truth, which is a play on the words of An Inconvenient Truth, which was right. Al Gore's documentary.
That was a documentary before he tried to run for president years ago and almost made it.
Yeah. Which is basically a bunch of fake science saying that we're destroying the planet.
Right.
So here you have a supposed right-wing Nazi racist who's quoting the line that comes from Ocasio-Cortez, from Gore, from the radical environmentalists. Then you look at the Dayton shooter, and what's clear is that he is an anti-Trumper. In fact, he said he's closer to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Now, Trump made an interesting point. He said, I would never blame Sanders or Warren for what he did.
Or even Sanders for the shooter that tried to kill one of our congresspeople.
Steve Scalise. Yeah.
So people need to realize that when you start making connections that don't exist in common sense, decency, or reality, you start to get conclusions that are based on insanity. And there's a purpose behind it, because these masters of chaos want to balkanize and break us up by race, by religion, by different political group, because that way they can maintain chaos and no solution to any problem. So whatever they present is not a solution, is it? Please continue.
It's classic geopolitics, because there's one other factor lurking behind all of this, which is a special report that LaRouche Pack is just putting together now on the escalation of the green movement, the environmentalist movement, with the Fridays for Future, with the Extinction Rebellion, which the Extinction Rebellion, by the way, is about to become a terrorist operation, a left-greeny terrorist operation.
Right.
But what's the reality? You know who funds these groups? Billionaires, people like George Soros, the same people who funded the coup in Ukraine, the same people who fund the anti-Iran policy, the same people funding the anti-China, anti-Russia policy, the same people who worked with Christopher Steele in promoting the anti-Trump policy, are also the environmentalists. And so when you see these interconnections, what you see is you should not get trapped in any of the specific fights, as tempting as it is to try to prove the point. Instead, go to the whole picture. This is a financial elite which is desperate, which is hysterical. They're terrified that Trump will work with Xi Jinping and Putin to move the United States into a new financial system. You know, we're coming up on, what is it, the 48th anniversary of the August 15th, 1971 deal, which took the dollar off gold and broke the fixed exchange rate.
Right.
They're terrified that we'll get something moving back in that direction.
Well, let me give a couple of bullet points, and I want you to expand on it. LaRouche Foundation, with your genius, Linda LaRouche, recently died, laid out a template: get rid of Glass-Steagall, put the Glass-Steagall bail back in to wall off people's investments, make sure we have a international currency standard that gets rid of tariff and non-tariff barriers, so we lock in currencies, so we don't have any nation, including China, manipulating their currencies or dropping it down to counteract tariffs. Set up a system to protect intellectual property, so wherever it's developed, it's saved. And make sure that we don't have toxic products coming in from any nation, including aspartame coming in from Ajinomoto in Japan. When we do this, the Belt and Road Program becomes not a Chinese program, but an international one, not just for America, but every nation. And then nations like Central America can have increased industry. We get rid of the drug cartels by expunging them. At the same time, we need to rebuild their economy so the people don't want to move out. And I think that the solutions that Lyndon talked about, including missile defense, where we share it with our potential enemies, and where we share an international trade routes both on the sea and on the land, then we can actually shore up and protect the Earth from an extinction level event caused by us poisoning the ocean, benthic layer, phytoplankton to convert carbon dioxide to oxygen. And these global maniacs want to get rid of beef. They want to get rid of cows and sheep. They want to get rid of all ruminating animals. They're saying it's more dangerous to the Earth and more likely to cause the death of the planet if we don't stop eating meat. So in Germany, where you live, they want to raise the tax on meat 19.9%. And globally, they're calling for the end of meat. This is an example of people, and by the way, they're not interested in the environment. They'll use this pseudo-environmental garbage. They want totalitarian control, which means they want to get rid of it.
Let me tell you what we discovered, which is the real kicker to this.
Right.
Money that's coming in is through a Green Financial Institute, which was set up by top officials of the City of London, including a man named Schmidt, who is the chief economic advisor to Merkel.
Right.
These are the ones who are saying that the only way you're going to get a green policy adopted is if you make it palatable to the global financial interests. And how do they do that? By channeling whatever available credit there is into the financial bubble. And the newest bubble is the carbon bubble. The carbon credits, carbon risk factors.
Right.
It's the next form of derivatives. And they are working together with people in the U.S. Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, the European Central Bank, to lower interest rates, not to provide credit to industry, to physical production, to small and medium enterprises, but to provide money that will be laundered through these green credits that will end up backing up the worthless financial instruments sitting on the books of these banks. And so this whole, as you say, it's not about the environment at all. It's about protecting a worthless and broken down financial system by killing people. And
right.
What you said about Germany, they're not only saying you shouldn't eat meat, they're doing things that will make agriculture less efficient. They're doing things that will mean you won't be able to ship products anywhere. There'll be whole sections of the world that will be left without food.
Right. By the way, returning to the pre-industrial age of 1750 will reduce the carrying capacity of the planet to less than 1 billion people, which means most people will die just
That's
from starvation.
That's
and their intent, by the way, their intent is to replace the lower classes with cybots, genetically engineered fetuses that have a chip in them to control them. And they want to do genetic and cybernetic enhancement of a higher class of so-called super elite. They have extended lifespans and connection to the supernet and high elevated lifespans and IQ. That's where they're going. The transhumanist maniacs at the top of this are pole-level druidic Satanists. And people don't understand it, that their agenda has nothing to do with the environment. They're not going to do anything to stop a coronal mass ejection destroying the power grid or protect the ozone layer or protect the environment from organisms dying from human-caused or natural-caused events that cause an extinctional event. They're not interested. They only want to preserve their control and their financial control of the world, which includes getting rid of 90% of us.
Well, and it includes now they're targeting airplanes, they're targeting airports. It's going to become, if the German government has its way, there's going to be a 20 to 30% increased tax on jet transportation. A 10-cent a liter tax on gasoline.
They're trying to force everybody to go by train instead of plane, even when this doesn't make sense at all. And the newer planes now, by the way, are very efficient and don't generate a lot of pollution and don't damage the ozone layer. Back in a moment with more. Again, remember, this is evil. It's not just greed. It's evil. Back in a moment.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. Harley, please continue with your analysis of this situation. We're not looking at maybe months and years away. We're talking about right now, craziness is going on. And the Chaos Masters are actually increasing the danger of something chaotic happening that could precipitate a thermonuclear, chemical, biological, or scalar weather warfare. Russia and China actually should be natural allies. China is our biggest customer and our biggest contributor. Right now, the trade war that's going on is shaking the stock market. We need to actually move toward stabilizing the same things you did for the big tech business and so on with the middle class and lower classes. Trump is trying to step-by-step bring in plans to help healthcare, to help portability, transparency, and in international trade basically will stabilize the economy of the world and prevent nuclear war. And we need to work together, as Lyndon LaRouche said, for a defensive Earth strategy of income. We had a week and a half ago a city crasher meteor that just passed Earth at an incredibly near space within strike distance of the planet. We need to be ready for lots of things, including a coronal mass ejection from the sun, solar and galactic changes, and even Earth changes, such as a lithospheric disjunction and a major superquakes caused by the crust of the Earth moving on the mantle, which it does periodically. We're not ready for anything, and we need to collaborate all nations for international trade to save the human race from disaster. This isn't happening right now with globalists on the left and the right, the two-legged beast. The people around Trump, he needs to fire Ray. He needs to actually move to get rid of Mr. Lightning Bolt Bolton and other maniacs that want to beat the war drums. And the Chaos Masters are going crazy because their attempt was Mueller. Now that Mueller looked like a senior citizen, was having a bad day at that interview where he had obviously had his name on the document but didn't write it. This is getting very dangerous, isn't it?
Well, it is dangerous. It's dangerous in the sense that the ability to avoid war requires active measures of cooperation. And as you move away from that, as you threaten China, as the new defense secretary of the United States did by saying, well, now that we're no longer in the intermediate range nuclear treaty, we may put intermediate range nuclear weapons targeting China. These are the kinds of statements which the Chinese read, and they say, look, we thought we were going to work together, and now you're threatening us. Now, the crux of the matter, though, and I want to go back to this, what we were talking about right before the break, is the weakness of the financial system. And because of the 2020 election, and because President Trump has not accomplished what he intended to do, as you pointed out, with bringing back in Glass-Steagall, the so-called LaRouche Four Laws, the Glass-Steagall banking separation, a national credit policy that would provide low-interest, cheap credit to producers, major push on infrastructure to build new platforms of infrastructure, including high-speed rail, energy systems, and so on, and then a science driver, in particular, the ones that LaRouche identified were the space program and nuclear fusion. If you were to do that, and do that in coordination with the scientific community in Russia, in China, in Germany, in France, in Italy, then you'd have the capability of addressing the things you were just talking about.
Right.
The dangers we face from space as well as the dangers we face from neoconservative lunatics on this planet.
Right. Instead, the ones that want to take away our meat and the ones that actually want to get rid of internal combustion engines and aircraft. I mean, this returning the Earth to the pre-industrial age would kill most of the people on the planet, but that's their intention. And they're the
that's
same
exactly
people, by the way, in the regulatory agencies. We talked about EFSA, the European Food Safety Agency, and Codex. We have our Scott Tips on from the Codex periodically. They're actually allowing toxins into our food supply that sterilize us, reduce IQ, reduce fertility, and cause feminization of males. All of this is by design. It's not just stupidity. It's by design, and it's evil. And people need to start grasping. It's not a conspiracy theory. We have tons of documentation to prove that, don't we?
Well, let me just go through this financial situation for people to have a sense of it.
Right.
Since Trump was not able to do what he campaigned to do, he's been forced to do a repeat of what Obama did and what Hillary Clinton did, which is to say that the stock market appreciation is proof of a good economy. Now, in his heart of hearts, President Trump knows that's wrong. He knows
right.
It's wrong because that's what he said when he was running against Hillary about Obama's recovery.
Right.
The fact that the stock market was going up when all the money that was being produced by the bailouts and the quantitative easing was going to the money center banks, who were loaning it to their blue chip clients to buy back their own stock.
In other words, it was blowing up the stock market. There was a 40% drop in small banks and a 40% plus increase in the size of the mega banks, supported by us paying off a giant debt by allowing them to explode their economy. And now, in the last 3 or 4 years, they can't even make a dollar, even with the bubble economy. So this is extremely dangerous. All we need is somebody with a hat pin economically, and we're going to hear a popping sound, and the economies of the world are going to collapse.
Well, it's 60%. It's all been based on a 60% increase in corporate debt.
Right.
A slightly smaller increase in both government debt and personal debt. And we know this in terms of the automobile sales, in terms of housing figures, and so on. But the obvious point is that if you're concerned about a deficit, then borrowing to protect worthless instruments that are part of the deficit isn't a solution. The solution is you've got to separate out those debt instruments that will never be paid off because the companies are bankrupt. They're zombie companies. There's a term now circulating in Europe, two terms. One is called the zombie banks, banks that are essentially dead, but they're being kept alive by quantitative easing. And then the other term that's just surfaced again is, this actually came out of the Federal Reserve, the Minsky moment, referring to an economist named Minsky, who said that all of a sudden, seemingly out of the blue, you could have a 20 or 30% correction in stocks. But this would not be an anomaly. This would be a natural condition because the market was overpriced. Now, when the bankers are talking about these things, you know they're nervous. Add to this, no one knows exactly what Boris Johnson is going to do with Brexit and what effect that will have on European banks. No one knows what will happen with the Federal Reserve, which is being whipsawed by President Trump on the one side, and on the other side, economists saying you cannot lower interest rates now because it will produce inflation. So the old standard monetary...
You're talking about the Fed Reserve rates, you mean?
The standard monetary theory, what's called MMA or MMT, modern monetary theory, doesn't work. Someone I talk to quite often, William White, former chief economist for the Bank for International Settlements, has said that we've entered a zone where the old theories and the old computer programs and algorithms and the quantification programs, they don't explain what's going on. And under those circumstances, doubling down, doing more of the same, makes no sense whatsoever. But that's all they're doing. Now, in contrast, the Chinese have latched on to what we used to do, invest in physical economy. If you take on a debt for building something that will produce and will produce more efficiently, even if you can't sell all the product in the short term, you're adding value to the overall economy. And what that means is that the debt can be essentially covered at some point in the future, as opposed to if you're borrowing money to give it to zombie banks to protect worthless assets on their books. That can never work. So we have two completely different systems, two completely different monetary theories. And unless we break with the old theory and take what worked in the immediate post-war period, the Bretton Woods system, the fixed exchange rates, the investment in science and technology and research and development, in upgrading the workforce, unless we invest in that with cheap credit, there's nothing wrong with cheap credit, it's just depending on where it goes. If we do that, we'll see a spark globally that will be bigger than what the United States experienced under John Kennedy with his investment tax credit and his NASA and his overall investment policy. So that's something that's clear.
Right.
But it's only clear to a handful of people. And
right.
A big part of my job, and this is what I do every day on radio programs and writing, in speaking at conferences, is making these points to people who are policymakers who otherwise are sitting in a closed system that's not working.
Well, they're looking at economic theory that doesn't make sense. I mean, there's different schools of economic theory, right?
They're afraid to go outside of that closed system.
Right.
You know, it's the same thing is true of when you're dealing with resources. If you believe that it's a closed system, then the more efficient you are, the more rapidly you use up the resources. But the universe is not a closed system. It's a self-expanding system, which occurs just naturally. There's a natural dynamic in the physical universe that allows growth and development. But man is willfully creative and can advance that process even faster and further.
Exactly. And for example, there's a couple things that are happening in the next few years. Number one, AI. Soon AI supercomputers will be smarter than the average or even superior humans, thinking 100 billion times faster. Number two, we're about to get off of Earth, so we're going to start expanding to what's called the belt between Mars and Jupiter. Now, I happen to know from my comments and my secure classified access that you already have advanced space activity that is not open to the public. That's why space program's gone dark. We've had tokamak fusion energy for over 60 years. In fact, I actually said for almost 10 years how to build a tokamak fusion reactor. The Chinese, not being full of crap like the NASA and our space agencies, said 5 years ago they assigned 3,500 scientists, and the Chinese plan on mining helium-3 from the moon and putting tokamak reactors because they're smart enough and know enough about our classified information to make a tokamak fusion plasma reactor is really simple. You have two jets approaching the speed of light hitting each other with helium-3, and you create a plasma field and you draw power off it. This is almost limitless energy. It's star power. And we can do this now. The same way as we can start mining the large objects in the what's called the asteroid belt, just like the movie, this miniseries on Prime called The Expanse. And pretty soon we can start terraforming planets like Titan, the moon around Jupiter, and reforming Mars and giving it an atmosphere. These things are things that we can do. And in fact, if we don't spread out into space and just stay on Earth, the chances are we're likely to be extinguished. We need to actually start moving out in our thought process and in our culture to terraform other objects in our solar system and to start thinking about other planets that are habitable across the cosmos.
Bill, that's the idea. That's the idea in breaking with this idea that we live in a closed system.
Right.
And stuck on the Earth.
And also, the closed system in terms of intellect and ideas. For example, LaRouche thought of ideas that make financial sense, and it goes back to things like Hamiltonianism, which made America great. When we couldn't get material for looms to actually make clothes or even make guns, America invented a new economic system of invention that allowed us to have our own industrial revolution here in America. And the same ideas the Chinese picked up, and that's why in 2008, when the financial collapse happened and we reinvested in banks with the bubble economy, the Chinese build infrastructure. That's why they have, 20,000 miles of high-speed rail. It's going to soon be around 45,000. And they took technology from Bombardier in Quebec and high-speed rail in Europe, and they advanced it another 80 or 90 kilometers per hour. And they have new patented technology, which if we wanted to build high-speed rail, we need to contract with the Chinese engineers to build it here. We shouldn't start from scratch. I mean, it makes sense to have their engineers come over and train our engineers like they do build rail stations in other countries outside China to build connections to the Belt and Road system. The Chinese don't have this imperial attitude like we do in the West. They want trade. They want to sell. They want to make stuff for us. They want to make money.
We had a delegation from China come by our office last week in Berlin.
Right.
That was in Germany to talk to German government officials about why the Germans are going along with the European Union in opposing the Chinese. And it was a very fascinating discussion because they're very conscious of the degree to which they've adopted some elements of Western economic thinking that go back before the modern period to Hamilton, to Friedrich List, who was an associate of some of Hamilton's friends.
Right.
He was the one who came over to Germany and built the customs union.
They're so smart, they've actually filtered the good things we've done, and they've actually done it, and we've stopped doing it. That's what's amazing. Our culture over the last few hundred years invented this technology and economic systems. They adopted it and used it, and we've forgotten it. Isn't that strange? Amazing, isn't it?
Are Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so bad.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. Harley, please continue. I mean, these are solutions to the problems. They're not just kind of playing around the edges of it. And it's, a lot of these solutions have been around for decades with yourself and Harley Schlanger, and with Linda LaRouche and the entire team, such as, all the great people that understand that we need to start looking at the underlying causes and the winning strategies that go back sometimes hundreds of years to Hamiltonian business practices, etc. So please continue.
Well, I was talking with Mrs. LaRouche the other day, and she made a very important point. She said that the most powerful weapon being deployed by the enemies of the American system is pessimism, is to induce a sense of hopelessness so that people are stuck with his attitude that there's nothing you can do, that they're too powerful, they control everything, and we're just going to go on with our miserable lives. Now, it's interesting, if you look at this question of the mass shootings in the United States, virtually every one of the alleged shooters is someone who's depressed, who's antisocial. And of course, we know there are huge numbers of people like that. In fact, that's one of the biggest products of our culture right now is demoralized and pessimistic young people who, I just read a study that said that one in three millennials identifies themselves as lonely, that loneliness is their most common trait. And, you know, when you're in your 20s and 30s, this is when you should be your most social, when you're looking for friends and people to talk to and share ideas with. And if the ideas that you share are in your cell phone and social networking, then you're not communicating with people. And so we've created an environment, and Trump made this comment the other day in his initial prepared comments about the shootings, where he brought up gruesome and grisly video games as contributing to this. And immediately the media, which of course is a front for the companies that produce these games, came out and said there's no evidence to prove that. It's a false statement.
Let me insert a little story here. I took care of Air Force Academy, and they had the Atari games, and they were worried about it causing inability to turn off the kill reflex in my pilots I took care of 25 years ago at Air Force Academy. So you're absolutely correct. These gruesome video games and these gruesome movies, like the latest one that's coming out in a month or so called The Hunt, these should not be allowed, should they?
Well, Bill, what I was going to say is that at the same moment that the media is saying there's no evidence that this can't be backed up, that many people play these video games and don't go out and kill, which is a false equivalence the way they're presenting it.
Right.
But virtually every single one of these shooters is addicted to these video games, including the Dayton shooter. According to his associates or acquaintances, he spent much of his time playing these violent video games while high on methamphetamines.
Right.
Now, you add to this the drug problem, the opioid problem, and what you see is that there's a growing number of people who have succumbed to a sense of demoralization and pessimism. There are reports coming out about growing numbers of teens who are depressed. We see it in terms of the suicide rates across all different age groups. And most importantly, the United States is now in a negative demographic curve that for the first time, and I think in our history, we're seeing a reduction in life expectancy.
I can tell you exactly why. I'm an expert in functional integrative pathology, which is pathology of the living. And I talk about it every day for the first hour of the show. And I can do imaging tests, I can do blood tests, I can do immunotoxicology, quantitative electroencephalograms. I know exactly why it's getting shortened. Mineral depleted soil, toxic pesticides like Roundup, toxic GMO food, toxic scalar radiation from smart grid to power grid, and now toxic 5G network. Add to toxic culture, where they balkanize and break us up by race and sex and different orientations, toxic political systems that are failing on both sides. And I mean, Trump is trying, but he surrounded himself with a lot of people like Mr. Ray and the FBI, John Lightning Bolt, I call him, and others, that are basically chaos masters on the right. And then we have the maniacs on the left, like Castro, even releases the donors for Republicans and expects that this is okay. This is not civil society anymore. It's very uncivil, isn't it?
Well, they're building up a polarization, which they're blaming on the president's rhetoric, when the president, for the most part, is reacting to crises that were created before he became president.
Exactly.
You know, you have this whole discussion about mass killings. You know, at the present, what we're seeing is with each presidential term, an increase in the frequency of mass killings as defined as more than four people killed at one event. Now, there were 37 of these that occurred during Obama's presidency. Does anyone say Obama's responsible for that?
No.
Well, you know, the argument that, Trump attacks Mexicans in one of his speeches 4 years ago as rapists coming across our border, that this is triggering a growth of racist hatred. The racist hatred is there in the culture.
Right.
It's there in the sense that if you take people who are losing their economic security, losing their sense of identity, and then parade around people who are seemingly benefiting at their expense.
Right.
What you do is you create this kind of identity culture where people identify with their own kind against the other.
Yeah, and by the way, this is Hispanic people losing jobs against illegal Hispanics, and about 1% or less are criminals like MS-13 and violent drug or human traders. In fact, they now buy children online in Central America and Mexico so they can bring them across and actually get into the country and then become part of the drug cartels. People need to understand the solution to this is very straightforward. We'll talk about this in the next hour with Dr. Betty Martini a bit, but I want people to understand they pretend that there's no solution to these problems when people like yourself, Harley, and Lyndon and other ones like myself and others we've had on the show, the solutions are straightforward, reasonable, decent, and constitutionally supported. For example, I want a red flag box in every school and every public place. I want people to easily be evaluated if they have a psychiatric problem. Not go and seize their guns, but if this young man had 81% of these people that committed mass murder, they were obviously mentally ill. In fact, apparently the school shooter in Dayton apparently cleared the school, I think, about less than a year earlier because he thought the kid was coming to school to kill all the kids in the school. Why was this kid allowed to have anything sharper than a pencil? Why was he allowed to walk around not being a psychiatric institution? Same with the people that this guy that wrote this, supposedly wrote this thing here in El Paso. These people are mentally ill. They're nursed on toxic video games and toxic movies. They're sick in the head. Their biochemistry of their brain, just think of it as a liver in your head. And we wonder why we have violence. We have a sick culture with a population with more and more organ and organ damage caused by toxic vaccines, etc., and aspartame, which they're now putting, by the way, in the third hour, we're going to talk about this. They're putting Splenda and aspartame even in vapes, so we're getting seizures, and the FDA are investigating the seizures in one of their studies caused by vaping with aspartame and Splenda in the vaping. I mean, it's on purpose. This is not by chance. It's not because they're ignorant. It's because they're evil. And the globalists, by the way, including people like Castro and all the Democratic candidates and many rhino Republicans, they want to maintain chaos. They want a damn war with Russia and China. They don't want to stabilize things and build toys and work collaboratively on different projects to extend human lifespan and stabilize the Earth.
Well, this is true of the Bush Republicans. It's true of the Clinton and Obama Democrats.
Exactly.
And because of the power of the corporate media, as well as the lobbyists and the people who contribute, the bankers, the insurance companies, the big pharma, and so on, there's a fear of speaking against it. And you see one person, for example, in the Democratic gang who is speaking against it is Tulsi Gabbard. And how is she identified? As an Assad apologist. They virtually call her a war criminal because she went and talked to Bashar al-Assad. And she just says, look, how can we make peace if we don't know what people are thinking and saying?
Exactly. And they don't even know Bashar al-Assad is his history. The White Hats in Britain made up this game and story and lie that Assad was chemically attacking his own people. He'd already won the war against the Taliban and the terrorists in his country. And, you know, he's an eye doctor from England, had to take over the position because his brother was an alcoholic and was not able to take over the state of Syria. And he's got a British wife. I mean, Syria would be a natural ally to America to stabilize not only the state of Israel, but everything there. The same way as the new prince in Saudi Arabia, I'm sure he wasn't involved with this killing of this guy and cutting him up and then dissolving his flesh. I guarantee you from the comments here that it'll be proved that this young prince was against Wahhabism, which is being spread by the British, by the way, started in the 1920s, and exported back to Saudi Arabia to weaponize Saudi Arabia, again, when they selected, the British selected the Saud family to be their proxies in Saudi Arabia over 17 other royal families. People don't understand this history, do they? They don't know that the British are behind the scenes for a lot of evil in the world.
Let me just say that people can go to the LaRouchePack.com website.
Right.
We're developing now this whole story about the insanity of the Green Revolution.
Yeah.
It's coming forward with this Greta Thunberg, the Fridays for Future, the Children's Crusade, where they're taking children who don't know anything and saying to them, your parents are war criminals because they use gasoline in their cars. You know, they're creating, taking the youngest who don't.
It's like the Hitler Youth, isn't it? It's like taking children and telling your parents because they have a gasoline-powered engine or they fly in an airplane that they're a criminal killing planet Earth. And they're trying to train them up with pseudoscience and turn them into like a shock force of environmental evil. Not because they care about the Earth, because if they care about the Earth.
Well, that's why the appellation calling them the Children's Crusade is applicable, because this is what happened when the church sent children to their death, supposedly to reconquer Jerusalem, and I think it was the 12th century. So what we're seeing is the worst form of oligarchic barbarism, portraying itself as concern for the environment, concern for the people who have the least. And yet the people who are funding this are the ones who have stolen from the poorest people on the planet.
Right.
The people who are tied to the British Empire, the City of London. And I think people should go to the LaRouchePack.com website, look at the videos we've posted, look at the daily articles. If you want to get my blog page on the LaRouche Pack site, send me an email and I'll send you the link. And you can get it by sending it to me at harleysch@gmail.com. That's harleysch@gmail.com. Just tell me in your email that you heard this on Bill Deagle's show, and I'll be happy to send you for free a link to my site where I post articles every week.
Well, what I see happening is there's a glorious future, but it says in the Bible, my people perish for lack of vision. And Lyndon had a vision. It's a biblically correct vision. It's a vision that says, man, energy, flux, density, man is the co-creator of the future of the human race. It's God's destiny, as he talks about the marriage supper of the Lamb, that when God returns, he's going to return for a bride, i.e. a human race who's now sanctified and decent, and has dialogue when they discuss problems and find solutions, whether it's an environmental or health solution, so we can return the years of Methuselah to mankind. We can protect the Earth from incoming asteroids and comets and coronal mass ejections by hardening our power grid. We can create limitless energy with fusion energy. We can create 3D printers and factories that are clean. We can use coal and other means of generating fuel that don't generate any pollution. We can harden the phytoplankton in the upper benthic layer so we can recycle carbon dioxide to oxygen. We can protect our Earth from incoming radiation. But you know, it's going to require collaboration, and it's going to require international trade and understanding. We're like the closed finger of a hand. Each nation, like Russia, China, America, are like the fingers of the hand that's going to fix this. That's why Belt and Road, like the ancient Silk Road, is so essential for a world that's safe for everyone and every living thing on the planet. Go to LaRouchePAC.com. Get all these videos and so on. Go to LaRouchePUB.com, HarleySCH@gmail.com. Thanks a lot, Harley. Amazing show as always. See you next week.
Yep.
Dr. Betty Martini's next, and she's got some amazing documents here about vaping and seizures, Splenda and aspartame, and these new vaping materials. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back in a moment.